Page Kuf, no Kuf. We're up to Hay. We're up to Hay Tzach Lizom Oil Shmaya Kaddish. Okay, let's just write, there's one little Shurim, we'll come back to in a moment. Let's start with Halacha Hay. We're in Simin Tesvav, Halacha Hay. It's on page Kuf. Tzach Lizom Oil Shmaya Kaddish Lanus Achle Bekavana. A person has to be very careful to listen very carefully to the Kaddish and to answer Amen and Amen Yishmerab with Kavana. When we call Shkein Amen Yishmerab, the most important part is, of course, to say Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach Le'olam Uliolmei Olmaya. Shetzarech Lechavin Heite, you have to have good Kavana. Shekol Oina Amen, we have a tradition. Anyone that's Amen Yishmerab, B'chol Koichoi V'chavanasai, with his entire might, his koyach, strength, and intent, Koirin Loi Gezar Dinoi Shel Shiv Mshana. Okay, so Shiv Mshana, a person even is a gzera upon a person that's not good. For the next 70 years, if the person answers Yehesh Merab and Shemaim, they rip it apart and he is safe, he is free. What that means exactly, it's hard to understand. Okay, the Yehesh, we have a Messiah, you have to have Emunah, and that's what it says, you have to have, we have to have Emunah. The Yehesh Lana is Oysa B'Kol Ram, one should answer Amen Yehesh Lana B'Kol Ram loud, She B'Kol Zeh Shoy B'Kol HaMakatrigim, with this sound, the person, he breaks, he destroys all of the angels that are causing, stirring up trouble for him in heaven. Evildoers, those that are the accusing angels, the accusers, the makatrigim. The vatal called gezeres kasha. So we call shekhen, we call makom loitin, call kolos gedolim. Shlo yisloit zola bnei adam yigram lohem chay. Do not raise your voice. Do not scream. I know there are people that do this. They scream very loud and it's very annoying, and that caused people to. That caused people to make fun of them. So don't do anything that is unusual. Always be normal. That's the set of life. Just be normal. Don't do things that are in the extreme. So here the kitzur says this nusach svart. This that you're supposed to say, you're supposed to say the first word of the next eight praise. There are eight praise that follow. Yisparach, v'yishtabach, v'yispa'ar, v'yishman, v'yisnaseh, v'yishador, v'yishaleh, v'yishalol. Eight. That together with the first two of yiskadal, v'yiskadash, a grand total of ten. There are a total in Kaddish of ten praises. Yiskadal, v'yiskadash, two. And then we have Yisparach, Yishtabach, Yispar, Yishman, Yisasev, Yisador, eight. I once suggested to someone that there's different in Hagim if the first two words is a Yiskadal, the Yiskadash, or is a Yiskadel, the Yiskadesh. Yiskadel, the Yiskadesh is Hebrew. Yiskadal, the Yiskadash is Aramaic. So it says in the Medrash, or it says in the Chazal, that the ten praises correspond to the ten Aseres Hadibros. Each one is, you can have to, that's a lot of hard work for a darshan to find the relationship, but it says this somewhere that the ten praises correspond to the Aseres Dibros. We do know that there's a difference between the first two Dibros and the remaining eight. The first two Dibros were said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, and the remaining eight were said through a Meturgamon through Moshe Rabbeinu. And that explains why they're broken apart. Yiskadal v'yiskadash. Right away, Yiskadal v'yiskadash. Shmei Rabba. So we have the first. Then we mention the next. We mention the remaining eight. We break up the two and the eight because they are very different. But also would explain those that have the custom. This is very controversial. Everyone gets very sensitive about this. Who have the custom to say Yiskadel v'yiskadesh. Not Yiskadal. Some shuls, they have Yiskadal. They say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, and some place Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. So everyone says, why would you want to say Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh when the entire Kaddish is in Aramaic? Why are you switching from Hebrew to Aramaic? So they say, well, the Pasuk says Yiskadel, it's the Pasuk. There are different reasons. But if you want to connect it to the Aseres Hadibros, which anyway we have to understand why we break up 2 and 8, is also an approach because the first two were said directly by Hashem. And Hashem speaks in Lashon Kodesh. The Meturgamon traditionally always speaks in Aramaic. Targum, Unkelis, and the Yemenites who have a Targum, they translate the Torah, you translate it into Aramaic. So the eight that are being said later on that correspond to the later eight Aseres Adibros were said by Moshe Rabbeinu. Those are Moshe. Moshe was the matured one. That's why they're in Aramaic, Yisparach, Yishtabach, Yispar. But the first two, which correspond to the first two Dibros, which was spoken, were given over to us directly by Kodesh Baruch Hu, to indicate that Hashem Himself spoke, and Hashem only speaks in Lashon Kodesh in Hebrew. What? I do whatever they tell me to do in the shul. Whatever they tell me to do, I do. I don't get into trouble. Some siddurim say yiskadel, some yiskadel.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the safe of New Jersey, Rabbi Eisenman has a shul there. And there they have a sign on the...
Yeah, I know Rabbi Eisenman's shul, yeah.
It says very... What? Instead of yiskadel.
Yiskadel.
Like I was starting to say yiskadel, the guy like comes up...
Starts screaming at you.
He points to the notice.
Okay, so fun. They have a shul, the rabbi decides he wants it to be done one way. In most shuls, I don't think they care. You say whatever you want to say. You do whatever you want. They're not going to nitty gritty. The only thing I once noticed in a certain shul, the rabbi was very upset that someone doesn't know how to read too well. He said, yiskadal v'yiskadel. Yiskadal v'yiskadesh. He did not like the rabbi. He did not like...
The fact that he split it.
If you want to say yiskadal v'yiskadash. You want to say yiskadel v'yiskadesh, go right ahead. But don't play games and say yiskadal v'yiskadesh. He did not like that. He made a point of making the person tell, be consistent. You can do whatever you want here, but be consistent. Yeah.
You're still saying Shmon Esrei,
yeah,
and the Chazan starts Kaddish.
No, you're not allowed to answer. Absolutely not.
Should you at least stop?
Yes. Ideally, you should stop and be mechaving. You should stop what you're doing, and when the Sibur reaches Yehei Shmei Rabba, you should think the words Yehei Shmei Rabba.
Does it depend where you are on the Shmona?
It doesn't make a difference where you are. If you buy a Lekai Nitzor, you first have to say Yehiyu L'Ratzon. You have to make sure you say Yehiyu L'Ratzon. If you don't say Yehiyu L'Ratzon, you're not allowed to be mafsek.
Yes, but that, I don't know where.
So you have to have a quick lips. And if you can very quickly say Yehiyu L'Ratzon, if you're able to plan in advance, you realize they're coming to Kaddish, and you write, you realize, so you'll say Yehiyu L'Ratzon, and if you beg Hashem, and then you'll answer Kaddish. But if you're caught, and there's not enough time to say Yehiyu L'Ratzon and to say Yehei Shmei Rabba, so then you have no choice but to be mechaven Yehei Shmei Rabba. You have to plan in advance for these things, because many times you're caught, you don't have enough time. Okay, so here he says, it's something interesting that he's doing something which is obviously been expired. It's very interesting because if you do a study, it's a very interesting research project to study the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, and you'll find many times he says things that are purely Minig Ashkenaz. Nusach Ashkenaz. And then at times he says things which is what we associate with Nusach Svart. Like when he describes Psukei Dezimra, he gave the order of Psukei Dezimra, begins with Baruch Sha'amar and ends with Yishtabach, and every single thing is in the middle. That's only like Nusach Ashkenaz. Hodu comes after Baruch Sha'amar. Nusach Svart, Hodu is before Baruch Sha'amar. So you right away get a picture from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and he was a Nusach Ashkenaz type of guy. But here, he tells you to say Yisparach. That's something which is not practiced among Nusach Ashkenaz. Only Nusach Svar is that common. Even Nusach Svar, that's also not 100%. So it's an interesting thing what he's doing here. He's telling you to do this. Everyone, of course, should follow their minhag. So you answer, you say Yisparach. Let me just finish what it says over here. Yesh Aimrim, Mukabakam Yidlin calls Kudoshla, Yislotsu Allah, Mene Adam, Digilim Chait, Aimrim, Amin Yesh Mirabba, Intevas, Yisparach, Viachach, Yishma, Menashtach Tzibor. Now he says something here which no one does. The Shliach Tzibor says, Yehei, Shmei, right? The Shliach Tzibor, this is an important halach. The Shliach Tzibor, you are mechuyif to say loud, Yehei, Shmei, Rabba. Don't mumble it. Just because the Tzibor is busy saying, Yehei, Shmei, Rabba, Mevarach, L'olam, L'omimaya, so you, the Shliach Tzibor, get away with it. You don't have to say it. Or you'll say it in an undertone. Wait, pause, let the Tzibor say, Yehei, Shmei, Rabba, Mevarach. Then you repeat it out loud. You must repeat it out loud. It's part of the Kaddish. It's part of your job. That's part of the job. You pause and you say it out loud, word for word. And here he says something.
Wait,
have to wait until the tea.
You don't have to wait. You should pause. I think ideally you should pause because you want to let people hear what he says here to pause. He does seem to say to pause. The kitzer. He says v'achar kach yishva min ashliach tzibur. The people, the tzibur should hear. The tzibur says it on their own, Yeheshmei Rabba, and then the tzibur should also hear. That's what he says. The tzibur should listen to the shliach tzibur recite Yeheshmei Rabba. The only way you can do that is if you wait.
You pause.
You pause, let them hear. And then he says something which the Mishnah Berurah makes mention that we do not. The Rambam already says that you don't do this. V'yoymar onein. This you've never seen, as far as I know. No, we don't even say brichu. No, that's later. That's he's talking about Yeheshmei Rabba. Look, what do we do in shul? Dami Rambo v'yimru amen. So everyone says Yehesh amen Yeheshmei Rabba mevarach li'olam ul'yom el maya. Then the shliach tzibur says Yeheshmei Rabba mevarach li'olam ul'yom el maya yisparach v'yishtabach. Did the tzibur answer anything to the Yeheshmei Rabba of the shatz? No. The shat says le'olam ul'olmei olmaya yisparach v'yishtabach. There is no pause. There is no response. He says that's not correct. After the shliach tzibur says, it says Yeheshmei Rabba mevarach le'olam ul'olmei olmaya yisparach. The tzibur is supposed to say amen.
But we don't.
We don't. We don't. The Ramah says, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch says that we don't. It's not our custom to do so. It's very bizarre. The kids of Shulchan Aruch is telling us something which is not something which, I mean, we follow.
Is there any basis for it?
I'm sure there is. I don't know the basis. I don't know where it comes from. Simon of the Magen Avram Shon. Magen Avram says, I didn't look at the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram appears to reveal that there is such a custom to do this, but it's not in practice today, at least among the shuls that we frequent. We do not do this. But it's good to know. It could maybe the Sfard, they say a lot of other things when they say Kaddish.
I've heard all these things. Revach. Is that a different version of the Aramaic?
Yes. No, not a different version of the Kaddish. There are many versions of Kaddish. Many versions. This is their version. They have a different tradition, different nusach. Revach. Okay.
They also don't say Brichu, they say Amen.
They don't say
Amen.
And right, correct. Okay. They had different customs. Someone wants to one style in the place, and the Sfar Shemenyan. So by Ashkenazim, they're very makbid. If someone Rachman al son is not well, they'll say Tehillim. Right? It's a very nice thing. You say Tehillim if someone is not well. So he told me he was very annoyed that the minute he davened, they never said Tehillim if someone is not well. The only time they said Tehillim, which was semi often, was one of their own, was locked up in jail. Was caught. I'm not joking. They daven mincha every day, every 2 or 3 weeks. I have a friend that was caught by the authorities.
He's
as I said, we're going to say a prayer for our friend that he should get out okay. He was shocked. This is like, what? This is what you're saying to him, for a gun, for a crook? What kind of people are you?
Alleged.
What kind of garbage is this? To say to him for someone that's ill, they'll never say. So, such a thing. You say to him, let him get what he deserves. What kind of business is this? What kind of game? Everyone has a different approach to prayer. Let's go further. Vav. Next halacha. Vav. Yesh. Oyem some say she'ein tzrichim lamoy bekaddish. You do not need to stand. Do you stand when you say kasha? Of course, it's our custom. L'chatilo, of course, you should stand. So here the kitzur tells us, always kedai to know the other side of the coin. You do not need to stand. Ach kol kaddish etofsu b'amida. However, he differentiates. It's a very interesting halacha. Any kaddish that you encounter that comes during a time when you are already standing, for example, you go in achar halal, right? So when halal is over, you say kaddish shom, when daven shachris, Now, you daven shachris on Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, when you finish Hallel, you say Kaddish Sholem. Because you could have two separate tfilos, you could have a shachris and a musaf. So when you finish Hallel, you say Hallel Sholem. So you are already standing, because the halacha is you are mechuyev to stand for Hallel. Now you're saying Kaddish, so this Kaddish you shall remain standing for. Yesh lamoid oid. Ki ad yachar omen yehesh me'rabah, you shall at least remain standing until yehesh me'rabah. The yesh of some say, sheyesh lamoid tom, you shall always be there. Well, we're not. I'll give you a classic example. What about Tachnun? Tachnun, are you sitting there? Lichatchil, you really should be standing after Tachnun. Mincha, you say Tachnun. When you come to Vanachnun, lo nida manaseh, you're supposed to stand up. Not everyone holds you should stand up. Let's say you don't stand up. Let's say you're from that camp that you don't Vanachnun manaseh, you remain seated. And then the shot says Kaddish. Are you mechuyif to stand up? So it's very cool. He's saying, you're not mechuyif. That Kaddish, sholem, that you're saying every single day by mincha, you're very tired, you're exhausted. How much of an effort should a person make to stand up for Kaddish? So many times people find themselves somewhere in the middle. Like, I could, if I really need to, I can stand, but I'm really, really tired. I'm only going to do what the halach, what?
On the other hand, you are going to get up in a moment anyway.
For Aleinu. But he's telling us here, a very important yisod, that's not called tafsu be'amid, it's not the halacha. You only do what the halacha requires of you. The halacha does not require you to stand, the only time when you're caught standing. After Tachnun, you're not necessarily caught standing. You lechatchila, you should stand for the end of Tachnun, but it's not nikar hadin. So if you already find yourself sitting, or you mechuyif to stand according to the kitzur, you're not mechuyif to stand, you can remain seated. When else? After you say you're supposed to stand for yishtabach, so you have no choice. Chatzikadosh. What are other examples? Kriya satora. Do you stand for kriya satora? Not necessarily. What? So that's also a discussion. You mechuyif to stand for Shir Shoyom. That's a discussion. Some hold that you mechuyif to stand because it's the avoda, the levim, they stood. When they did that, they sang shir, the avoda, you're supposed to stand. Some say yes, some say yes, some say not. What about Kriya Satora? I think that's a good example. Kriya Satora. Are you mechuyif to stand? Not necessarily. The Rambam holds, Yadrab, you should sit for Kriya Satora. That's why he makes an issue that it's not proper. Those who stand for Aser Sadibos, they remain seated. So there's no, it's Bnei Torah stand. Kavanah Torah, you stand for Kriya Satora. But it's not an Ikar Hadin. So let's say you're sitting for Kriya Satora Monday, Thursday, and now the shots finishes, and the shots, the Balkore, he now says, Chatzi Kaddish, are you mechuyif to stand up? So the kids are telling us, so no, you're not mechuyif to stand up. You're only mechuyif to stand up when you're already caught standing. Asher Volitzion. Okay, that's the best. Asher Volitzion, you're not standing. Chlodes, you're not standing for Asher Volitzion. It's Kaddish Shalem. Right? So you sit, remain seated, yeah.
Question. If you're davening in a place where everyone is standing,
yeah, al tifer shminat zibur. For sure, if the custom is to stand, that is aleph base. Al tifer shminat zibur. The Mishnah Berurah says if you're in a shul where the oron is not mizrach, there's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. If you're in a shul where they're not davening mizrach. Very common in Flapish. They're davening Doroim, they're davening Tzofoim. A lot of shuls don't daven Mishrach, for whatever reason. So there's still one place in the Mishnah Berurah says that you're not supposed to, you're supposed to daven, even though the Oron is not Mishrach, when you daven Shmon Esrei, everyone should daven Mishrach. So the Oron is this way, everyone should be davening Mishrach. But then the other Mishnah Berurah says, no, you always daven wherever the Oren is. It doesn't make a difference. So let's do, okay. So what is the Mishnah? Let's go with the tzad that you're supposed to daven Mizrach. Right, let's learn the halachas you're supposed to daven Mizrach. You come to a shul and everyone's doing the wrong thing. Everyone is davening, they're facing the Oren HaKodesh. Like today, almost all the shuls today in Flatbush that I know of, where they don't have the Oren facing Mizrach, they anyway, when they daven Shon Esrei, they face the Oren. Shloi Kedin, you're making a very big mistake. That's not Allah. He's supposed to face him. So I'm going to be different. I am going to daven. Everyone's going to daven in this direction. But I know better. I know the halacha, and the halacha says those times, so I'm going to daven in this direction. I've seen people do this. I know a person does lahachas. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's wrong. Just because everyone is doing the wrong thing, follow them. Al tifrosh is a balance. Al tifrosh min hatzibur. Right, not a din, a minute. Since it's not ikar hadin, so it's don't make an issue over these things. So if everyone stands, so that's the custom, and you're going to stick out like a sore thumb by sitting where you're a healthy person and it's no big deal to stand, then it's obviously, that's seichel. You don't need a shulchan aruch to tell you this.
Another question about
it. Don't sit down.
If you dive into a shul, or you go to a simcha or something, where everybody covers their head with a talus.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if people take note of that. It's such a big issue. And at least in this community. I've been places where everyone covers their head with a talus, and the people, not everyone. You never have everyone. People don't look at you like you're strange. If everyone is diving in one direction, and you're diving in another direction, you really stick out. You really, if everyone has their head covered, and you have your head covered, big deal. I don't think people pay attention.
Bob pointed out one of his speeches or letter that I read about it. Points out for sinning that if everyone's covering their head with a hat,
yeah,
the only guy in their alley.
The brewers, they wear hats. They wear hats with them where they have a talus and they wear a hat. I may, if that's the way it is, then maybe you're right. Then you have to do the same. Then you have to in Rome do like the Romans. But in these communities, if you've never seen a head covering, it's a big deal. Everyone, you come to a shul, it's very common here in this neighborhood, and all these, all the whole New York State, the whole, it mix, you have a guy wearing all different types of head coverings. Cover their head with a towel.
Yes.
Okay, so that's a minute. That's the rabbi's decision. If that's what the rabbi wants for his skill of fun, so be it. That those are right. Those are the house rules. But you don't see people knock it on the people look around. Everyone knows that you have to live with your neighbors and this and these in New York. The whole United States, even Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael also, for sure. Eretz Yisrael, even a bigger conglomeration, a bigger mix of people.
You need to look at your neighbors, otherwise it's a bit. Children.
You know, you get to a point where you don't even pay attention. You don't even pay attention. Like you go to a shul. I go to a shul. You don't even pay attention. Oh, this guy has this yarmulke, that yarmulke. It's just, that's how it is. You don't, the other things to fight, but don't worry, there are plenty of fights. Don't get me wrong.
I caught a Mag and David in high school.
Yeah.
And I was down in Lippa with them. And right before they're going to say Kaddish, the whole shul at once goes, shh. Because during Kaddish, they don't sit down, but if it didn't start yet, they're allowed to sit down. That was their rule.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, by Kaddish, I'm ready to stand up, and all of a sudden you see the whole shul.
Sitting down.
Like that. Like everyone. Like,
everyone is sitting down.
One shot.
Interesting. They have different custom. Okay. So let's go further. I want
to
cover some.
Kaddish starts, you have to stay standing.
Interesting, very interesting. Okay.
Sitting.
They say Kaddish sitting down. That's what he says. Look, Chatzi Kaddish after Ashrei. You're sitting. Ashrei Yoishvei Veisach. Right? You're sitting. And then it's over. Chatzi Kaddish. According to the kids, you don't have to stand. You get up for Shmoneh Esrei. The only time you have to stand for Kaddish, according to the first opinion, is when you're caught standing. If you're caught standing after Halal Uchadoymeh, but if you're caught sitting, you don't have to stand for Kaddish.
But that's the same thing that they did.
Yeah, that's what it appears to be.
So they make sure not to be caught.
Not to be caught, yeah, that's what it appears to be. But then he goes on to say, now obviously that's not our custom, okay, among us here in this room, that's not our custom. Everyone here has been trained from their youth that you always stand for Kaddish. I assume that to be... No, you've not been trained to stand for Kaddish?
Not everyone.
Not everyone?
I'm sitting at Kaddish for a bond after Kabbalah, so I'm already sitting.
Yeah.
It's not an automatic request. I got
you were trained.
Okay. Let's go further. However, let's go further. Okay, I want to cover some ground. Let's just try to finish. Well, okay, I want to try to finish this simon today. It's not going to finish. Let's try. Some say no, you should always stand. Okay, that's very common. You always shall stand. It's part of the rules. You jump up. It's a reflex. You jump up. Learn from Sefer Shoftim. Egloin Melech Moyaf. The Sivit says Ve'ed Boy Love. Ehud came to him. Vayomer Ehud. Dvar Elokim Li Elecha. Vayaka Meyav. al hakise, he stood up. Umayeg lemelch moyev shohaya, oyved kacham kamud v'Hashem, kol shena nachnu, amoy, our nation, v'chein yesh lahachmer, so the kids are passing, you should be machmer, you shall always stand for Kaddish, and dover shemigdusha zayin. Im ein teshem l'shech tzibu lo yoyev klal Kaddish. If you don't have 9 people listening, don't say Kaddish. Do you call dover shemigdusha in a member of the Chosnesor, the Hainu echor oymer v'yatish shoshem, 9 says and 9 answer. Here's a chiddush. If one is in the middle of these preoccupied, he's davening, but he's in the room, he's here. As long as 6 people are answering, if the majority of the tzibur is answering, two days ago, erev tchumin, right? In erev tchumin, someone is sleeping, a big machlokes of Yochanan and the Rabbana and the whole sugya, Hari Paskin, tzrichim la'kitzu, you must wake up a person, ki ayoshein einoy mitzav la'asur, someone who's sleeping is like an object. It's like a log of a peg of potatoes. There's no das. So a person is awake and he's in the room, then it's okay. He counts. If he's sleeping, he does not count. I'll just tell you. What? This is for both. This is for. He says it only for Kaddish, but L'chor is for Kedusha as well.
So if 6 people, like sometimes some people haven't finished.
Yes.
6 people are finished.
If 6 are finished, yes. Some say, I think though the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. He says, I think he has to have a roi that's nikar, which means, I think, 7 or 8. So I think this machloek is b'diavad, 6 is enough. Kiva clearly says 6 is enough. The Mishnah Berurah seems to indicate you need more. You need a majority that's noticeable. A majority that's noticeable is
so 12. No.
Is 7-8.
Yeah, like
7-8.
Yeah.
A super majority. 7-8.
The
difference between a majority and a super majority. Someone told me a certain community took a rough, and they didn't know what they were doing. It was a new community. They wanted to know. Get some guidance from some experts on how to take the rough. So they went to some experts. They told them, yeah, do exactly what to do for the probus and for the voting. And in order to the rough should be accepted, 80%. If your candidate comes in less than 80%, he's not in. Why? But in America, that's not the way it works. In most American schools, it's 51% and you're in. So he said, because here in this community, you're all B'nai Torah, and it's unacceptable in this community that he's referring to throw out a rabbi. It's not going to happen. You're not going to throw out a rabbi because it will not be tolerated in this time, unless the rabbi commits a crime or the rabbi is just so miserable and they're fighting the whole day. But if the rabbi is okay, he's mediocre, he gets the job done, it's not going to be tolerated in this type of community to throw out the rabbi. Therefore, you better make sure you really like him. And therefore, 100%, forget about it. If it's 100%, it's for sure no good, because that will never be. But you need 80%, because you need a super majority. A super majority is he'll be safe even if he dips. Even if his ratings go down a little bit, at least you'll get by for the next whatever number of years while this community continues to exist. So you see this, something to a super majority, such a thing. Now here, this idea of listening, I'll tell you a very funny story. Not a funny story, it's a very powerful mussar. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says, I don't remember who said about it, maybe it was Rabbi Meir. One of the Tanoim, he had in his possession something very valuable. And someone came to him and wanted to buy it. So he didn't realize he was in the middle of davening, saying Kriya Shema. This Balabas comes into shul, he knows that this Tana has an object, and it says, I want to buy it, I'll pay you $100. And the Tana was in the middle of saying Kriya Shema. So he didn't answer. So the Balabas thought, it's a famous one, the Balabas thought, the reason why he's not answering is because he didn't meet my previous price. Okay, 150, 200, 300. He's desperate. I'll pay you $1,000. I'll pay you $5,000. I must have this from you. So the Tana finally finishes the Kriya Shema. Maybe it was the Shemona Esrei. And he says to him, I'll give it to you for your original for $100. So as soon as he said $100, I right away was masking. I know I can take from you now $5,000. but it's not honest. So this person was blown away at the honesty of the Tana, and he gave him lavish brachos. He made an incredible chil Hashem. So all of you learn the Gemara on a very simple level. So the, all of them, wow, what an incredible Kiddush Hashem. You learn from this Gemara honesty, integrity. You were willing to take it for $100. But the Balei Musar say that's not really what the Gemara is telling us. The Gemara is telling us something much, much more profound. This Tana was willing to admit that he was listening to the conversation. Because today, think about this today. Today you go into a shul, you have a holy rebbe, all wrapped up in a talis, a strangle. I didn't hear what you said. I was so fatracht and kriya shema shema yisul Hashem ukan Hashem echad. I didn't even hear what. I'm not willing to admit that while I was in the olamos, the hechad olamos, I heard what. The Tana, a Tana is certainly greater than any Hasidish Rebbe that ever existed from the time of creation. Any Hasidish Rebbe, a Tana is for sure greater. And the Tana was willing to admit, yeah, I was taka davening, I was oimei lefnei hamelech, but I heard what you said. I heard what you said. And therefore I'm giving you, that's the gavos. So that's really what the kids Shulchan Aruch are saying. Guy is davening Shmone Esrei. I'm davening Shmone Esrei. And now we only have six people that are answering. Four people are fatracht and Shmone Esrei. They don't exist. They're sleeping. They're not sleeping. They're there. They look like they're all wrapped up in the talis. They're awake. They hear. They hear. They may not actually answer, say the words Yehei Shmerab, but you don't need them to actually answer. You just need there to be brain activity in order for the Kaddish to be called a Kaddish that 10 people are, you know, someone is saying Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Shmerab. There's something to it. Do you have to actually answer? Not necessarily. Six is enough. Four people at least, the brain activity is enough. If someone is sleeping, that we know that. If you're sleeping, you're out. You're there's no activity.
Get out of it.
I was going to say, Rabbi, the rule of the law is you're supposed to stop and listen, right?
Correct.
So why did they allow, if the Zach is to be a Zayran Getrach, would you come on?
They should. These people really should stop. No, these people are Mechuyev. These people are Mechuyev to stop and listen. If they don't stop and listen, it doesn't make a difference.
If they're really involved, then they won't know that you're saying that.
Right. They are ding that they're awake, even though they're preoccupied with Shmona Esrei, doesn't take away from the fact that they're there and they, to some degree, recognize that Kaddish is being said, and that's enough. Do they have to actually respond with their lips? For sure not. In their mind, they should. But even if they don't actually go through the motions in their mind and say Yehei Shmei Rabba, the fact that they're there and they are aware of what's taking place is itself considered participation, where you have, it's a halachically valid Kaddish. Okay, so we have over here this halach, we have over here machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Kiddush Hanoch. He says the search of this halach will stop. Let me finish up over here. The Heinrich Mechadam of Disha Hashem Mikomakam Mechadam Yasar Mispalel. Where was I, Miller? We'll stop here. We'll pick up next time. We'll take a break.